What it is to drown. Lou. As soon as I touched her skin, she rolled, and the waters swept us up again. Nicolina snapped at my throat. Prying her mouth open, keeping it open, I swam with the current this time instead of against. But so many currents swirled around us now, some warm and some cold, some familiar and some foreign, hundreds upon thousands of them. And I still couldn't breathe, couldn't think, as images rushed past in the water. Fragments of faces, bits of skyline, sights and scents and sensations. Each beckoned and threatened simultaneously, like crooked fingers in the dark. They pulled me in every direction, clawing at my hair and tearing at my chemise. My panic became a living thing as I struggled to swim, to fend off Nicolina's gnashing teeth. How could I exercise her without drowning myself in the process? On the heels of that thought came another, swift and sudden and sure. I could drown her instead, if not in water, then in emotion. Perhaps both. Instinctively, I kicked down an unfamiliar current, and we spiraled into the temple by Chateau Le Blanc. Blood still coated the mountainside, and there, in the center, Nicolina stood with her maw dripping like a wild animal's. Nicolina, not Nicola. Because in her hand she held a human heart. Triumph flared through us both, hot and heady. Triumph and hideous shame. I encouraged the latter, fanning it higher as we grappled, hotter. It became a weapon in my hands, and I wielded it like a knife, cutting through the quick of her, piercing her very heart. This shame, it might kill her if I let it. What did you do, Nicolina? What was necessary? Her teeth finally sank into my fingers, and I cried out, tearing skin as I pulled them away. She spat blood. We killed our sisters, yes, and we feel no shame, she lied, continuing on a single breath. We would have killed her, too. We would have killed for our mistress. Who? But Nicolina attacked me with new fervor as we watched La Voisin drag an unconscious woman from the temple steps. I sidestepped, craning my neck with a powerful, inexplicable urge to see the woman's face. La Voisin obliged by tossing her to the ground, but past Nicolina sprang toward them, obstructing my view. The present one wheeled and charged at me once more. I thanked any god listening, the very waters themselves, for rescinding our powers in this place. When she lashed out, I caught her wrist and twisted. I had skill enough without magic, but it would have been impossible to fight a wraith. Will I become a wraith too, Maman? The thought made me hesitate, made me sick, and Nicolina spun, her elbow connecting sharply with my chest. When I doubled over, unable to breathe, she seized my throat once more. This time she didn't let go. She knew the rules of our game had changed. Kill me, I whispered to her mind, unable to utter the words aloud, goading her further, even as agony crescendoed in my lungs, pressure built behind my eyes. The capillaries there ruptured in little bursts of pain before healing once more. It didn't matter. I gripped her wrists and pressed closer with lethal purpose, staring into those sinister eyes. Kill me, or I'll kill you. She snarled, squeezing harder, her own murderous impulse warring against her loyalty to La Voisin, who had told her not to kill me, who had told her I was for Morgane. She'll kill you if you do, I hiss. I'll kill you if you don't. Either way, you die. Choking against her rage, she bared her teeth and forced me to the blood-soaked ground. I fed that rage. I fed it and stoked it and watched it consume her. She'll forgive us, yes, she breathed, wholly crazed. Our mistress will understand. You stink with fear, Nicolina. Perhaps you were right. Perhaps we are alike. Perhaps you fear death, too. I forced a grin despite the blinding pressure in my head. Cords hung between us like the strings of a marionette, because Nicolina was a marionette. If I cut her free, she would fall. She would drown. The words raked up my battered throat like shards of glass, like knives. I forced them past my swollen tongue, gasping, You'll soon join Mathieu in the Summerland. At his name on my lips, Nicolina made a guttural sound, forgetting her mistress, forgetting everything except her own bloodlust. Pressing her knee into my stomach, she leveraged her entire body, all her strength against my throat. Her elbows locked. And I had won. Bridging upward with all my strength, I punched her arms at the elbow, breaking her grip, and hooked a foot outside hers. Air returned in a dizzying wave as I rolled atop her. I struck her face once, twice, before shoving off her chest to my feet. When I stumbled backward, heaving, La Voisin dropped to one knee beside the unconscious woman. She gripped the woman's chin hard and lifted her face. I nearly lost my footing. Coco stared back at me. I shook my head incredulously, still reeling from lack of oxygen. It couldn't be Coco. It had to be someone else, someone nearly identical. Nicolina tackled me from behind without warning, and we plummeted back into the icy churn of waters. With a high, maniacal laugh, she forced us down an even colder current. I tensed instinctively, fighting the pull, but it was too late. We landed in a battered bedroom of Chasseur Tower. Bits of broken furniture littered the ground around us. I seized a shard of bedpost as we rolled. When I thrust it at her chest, she lurched sideways and it lodged in her arm instead. Relentless, I twisted it, relishing her shrieks. Give up! I lunged for another piece of wood. You're alone. Your lover, your son, they're gone. They're dead. Josephine is going to kill you too, and if she doesn't, Morgane will. You're in over your head. She wrenched the wood from her arm and used it to block my strike. We are not alone, little mouse. We are never alone. Giggling softly, she flickered her eyes behind me. Not like you. I wouldn't give her the satisfaction. I wouldn't look. I wouldn't. Like a moth to a flame, my gaze drifted over my shoulder, following Reed's voice. I dreaded the sound of it, the look on his face. Nicolina cackled without moving to attack. She'd already chosen her weapon. She was trying to drown me, too. Reed towered over my pitiful form, his voice loud and angry and hurt. Estelle's sister still cooled at our feet, but neither of us looked at her. We had eyes only for each other. I'm a chasseur, he roared, wringing his hands, his knuckles clenched white. I took an oath to hunt witches, to hunt you. How could you do this to me? You! Reed, you also made an oath to me. I listened to my own impassioned plea with bitter regret. You're my husband, and I'm your wife. His expression darkened and my stomach rolled. An ache built at the back of my throat. You are not my wife. Cold, familiar despair chilled my bones at his words. How often had I heard them? How often had this exact scene plagued my nightmares? You see? Nicolina crept closer, blood dripping in her wake. The puncture in her arm, however, had already vanished. I tore my gaze from Reed to study the smooth alabaster skin there. The waters had healed her. Nicolina realized it at the same moment I did, and a heinous grin split her face. She twirled the bloody shard of wood between her fingers. Lucky you tricked him, really. Lucky, lucky, lucky. I picked up my own shard to match, lifting it high. He would have loved me anyway. Then we were drowning again, caught up in fresh currents. When she tried to drive her shard into my skull, the wood burst in a geyser, spraying her face as we left the previous memory, burning her. She shrieked again, and in that moment, I saw another scene flash. A dark tent and cloaked figures, my mother and La Voisin. They shook hands amidst the smoking sage while Nicolina hovered in the corner. Her heart rioted. We cannot do this, she muttered, following her mistress from the tent. Her face and shoulders twitched in agitation. Not the children. La Voisin turned without warning and slapped her roundly across the cheek. We do what is necessary. Do not forget your place, Nicolina. You wanted a cure for death, and I gave you one. My benevolence extends only so far. You will follow me, or I will revoke my gift. Is that what you want? Nicolina thrashed in humiliation and hurt, tearing us from the memory. You see? My voice echoed cruelly, even to my own ears. But we couldn't continue this way forever. The time had come for one of us to end, and one of us would end. I would die before I returned to the surface with Nicolina. She doesn't love you. She isn't a sister or mother or family at all. You mean nothing to her. Give up and go peacefully. You have nothing to fear in death, Nikolina. Mathieu will... She lashed out viciously then, pulling me along the coldest current of all. Glittering masks. A cavernous open space. And Ansel. My stomach bottomed out at her intent. My nails bit into the skin of her arm. No longer to harm her, but to escape. Every fiber in my being recoiled from the memory, but it didn't matter. I couldn't stop it. And I would drown after all. She alighted, cat-like, at the bottom of the amphitheater, and I landed sprawled at her feet. Dazed, I scrambled away before she could touch me, before she could force my gaze to the group at the center of the primitive stage. But I couldn't look at them. I couldn't spend these last precious moments staring at myself, at Coco or Beau, even at Reed, at the hideous relief on all our faces. We thought we'd won. We thought Claude had swooped in to save us, that we'd eluded Coco's prophecy, that we'd defeated my mother at last. We'd thought so many things. Morgane inched toward the back tunnel, where Ansel stood near. Too near. His beautiful face contorted with concentration as he looked from her to Claude to me. He'd looked to me, and I hadn't seen it. I bolted toward him now. Rationally, I knew this memory would play out regardless of my presence, my interference. My feet, however, weren't rational. My heart wasn't either. Both carried me forward with foolish urgency as Morgane began to applaud. Skidding to a stop in front of him, I looked around wildly for anything I might use to shield him, to protect him. My eyes landed on the fallen knife. I bent to snatch it up, triumphant, but my fingers passed through the hilt, billowing into smoke before reforming. No! I stared down at them. This didn't make sense. I'd touched the wood in Chasseur Tower. I'd stabbed Nikolina, for Christ's sake. No! At my vehement refusal, Claude's eyes seemed to flicker in my direction before finding Morgane once more.
We can't change the past, little mouse, even in our memories. Not truly.
Nikolina pursed her lips in saccharine pity. Her silver eyes glittered.
We can't save him, no. He is dead. He is dead. He is dead with that knife in his head.
She inclined her chin to the knife, which remained firmly upon the ground. Nikolina sauntered forward as Morgane inched backward.
Such a pity.
When she reached out to stroke his cheek, I knocked her hand away, widening my stance between them. She grinned.
Such a pretty pity. He was your family, wasn't he, Louise? The only one who never betrayed you.
I scowled without looking at her. My attention remained on Morgane, who blithered about rules and games, still creeping backward. Coco hasn't. But Nikolina held knowledge that I did not, secrets of Coco and her mother. Nikolina laughed at my wide-eyed expression, at my slack jaw, as those secrets became my own. No. I shook my head, a cold wave of shock washing over me. Coco would have... Morgane lunged, and I could only stand there, immaterial between them, as she plunged her knife through me. My form rippled at the contact, bone crunched. When Ansel crumpled to his knees, I went with him, trying and failing to catch his broken body, wrapping invisible arms around him to cushion his fall. Still stunned, still numb. His blood soaked my dress, and my mind simply fled.
Perhaps you didn't deserve your mother's ire, Nikolina mused, circling us idly as Morgane darted into the tunnel, as my own screams shattered the night. Or your huntsman's hate. But this...
She bounced excitedly on the balls of her feet.
This you earned, Louise.
Cutting my own strings mercilessly, she repeated the words I'd told him.
You wreck everything you touch, Ansel. It's tragic how helpless you are.
Snip, snip.
You say you're not a child, Ansel, but you are.
Snip.
You're a little boy playing pretend, dressing up with our coats and boots. We've let you tag along for laughs, but now the time for games is done. A woman's life is in danger. My life is in danger. We can't afford for you to mess this up.
Snip, snip, snip. As if my life had been worth more than his. as if his life hadn't been worth all of ours together. I'd known it even then. I'd known how much better he was than us. I stared down at his profile now, his eyes wide and unseeing. Blood matted his hair. It slicked down his graceful neck, stained the back of his coat.
"Did you love him, Louise?"
Nicolina echoed my mother's jeer.
"Did you watch as the light left those pretty brown eyes?"
Why hadn't I told him? Why hadn't I hugged him one last time? Closing my own eyes, I crumpled to my knees, pressing my forehead against his cheek. I couldn't feel him, of course, couldn't feel anything. Was this what it was to drown? How strange. I couldn't even bring myself to cry, not when Coco wrenched the knife from his skull, not when Reed pried his lips apart, not when Nicolina loomed over me, the discarded knife in hand. She wouldn't be changing the past by killing me. Part of me had died here already.